Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here and I'm back with another video. This is Grim Rants into the Heavens, which is going to be the new title for these. And I'm going to have some art drawn next. Probably, I'm not sure if it's going to be this week or next week, but I'm going to have some art drawn for these and it'll be funny and I think you guys will like it. Anyway, not a whole lot to talk about. Things were going all right. I mean, if you haven't seen my latest show, but it'll be up shortly. Anyway, I was feeling pretty good, like really good. And I had a little bit of stomach pain because I kind of went full on a pizza and I devoured an entire frozen pizza by myself, which isn't probably the best thing to do on a recovering stomach. So I had a little bit of stomach pains. It was pretty rough and it was starting to get really bad, and then I decided to dump Taco Bell on it the next day, which really was not good at all. So, I calmed down. I decided to have yogurt, and what was it? They have these Lean Cuisine protein bowls, and I looked and like, okay, chicken and broccoli and stuff that I can actually eat and won't mess with me. And sure enough, it didn't. Everything's been fine. There was no issues. My stomach's actually kind of healing. I'm not feeling the pain anymore. Like, I was like, ugh. Like, dude, there was pain every time I walked. And it wasn't, like, stomach ache pain. It was, like, just tender. And I was like, well, I must have, you know, done some things I shouldn't have done. And I constantly had the urge to go run to the bathroom. Not diarrhea, but, you know, just, I was never better when it came to moving my bowels, I'll just say that. But we're not going to get too far into that. Anyway, yeah, so that seems to be getting better, you know, just another hurdle. Now I've got a headache, you know, because of the sinus pains I get. I just get a lot of different health problems, and you get those as you get older, I guess. You know, just part of life. You have to deal with it, you know? Anyway, they changed my job position over, and unfortunately, I lost $1.50 off my wages, so that kind of sucks. So now, you know, I won't be making close to what I was making close to 15, but now I'm going to be making like 13 and some change. That's not great, but I'm not going to cry too much about it either. And what I am going to do, though, is really get down and dirty with the Allison certificates, you know, studying all kinds of computer technology and things like that, and try to beef up my LinkedIn profile, and, you know, not even just with the computer stuff that I'm going to be studying, but with the skills I do have, like marketing skills, promoting skills, things like that. You know, I've been in that industry for a long time, so I do have skills in there, and I know how to promote artists and bands, and well, not just artists, but anything. Promote comics, I can promote games, I can promote whatever you want me to promote. That's what I'm good at, promoting shit, marketing shit. That's pretty much my field. And I've worked in retail generally for 12 years doing all sorts of different things. And yeah, just part of it. And look, we're in the Mega Man levels. Anyway, guys, there's something I do want to talk about, and that's the fact that Sega is once again trying to sell my fucking childhood back to me with the Sonic Origins collection. Oh yeah, yeah, it's great that they're trying to make me buy Sonic 3 and Knuckles for the third or fourth goddamn time. Remember, there was a PC version way back when that actually included the hypersonic mode is like a toggleable option. And you had, Hypersonic and Hyper Knuckles, I think. I couldn't remember all of them, but you could actually access those characters, and that was pretty fucking cool. I played the shit out of that way back when. But now they're remastering it, and then they're nickel and diming you for all this extra shit. And I'm not, like, shit that you really care about. Like, mirror mode's kind of cool, and hard missions might be cool. But animations in the background? Really? Oh, you're not going to have animated backgrounds unless you pay us extra money. And by the way, Pirates, the game is totally de novo. Yeah, it's there. De novo, I call it de novo, but Yeah, it's there. And it's going to take a long time to remove that shit. And of course, there's 5 different versions of it, and they're really hyping this up. And, I mean, yeah, you get Sonic 1, 2, and 3, and, of course, Knuckles, and you get Sonic CD. But there's so much other shit that, like, I don't know, you don't really need. I don't know what they're planning on doing later with these, probably just adding more DLC shit. Oh, now you can play as Tails in Sonic 2, or whatever, some bullshit. Knuckles in Sonic 2, yeah, you could do that with, the little cartridge trick. I mean, eh, it's okay. I mean, but I wouldn't... I mean, $40 for the standard? Or is that the deluxe digital? I'm not sure. But I looked at the remastering, and it didn't look that great, even though one of the guys, Alpha Plus Start or something, whatever, he's one of the guys that's working on it, and he's a fan that's working on the Sonic Chaotix remake, which I'm actually more interested in because, you know, that's a game that has only ever been on the Game Gear, and it never really got the treatment it deserved as far as, you know, other than maybe the Master System, because, of course, there were Master System ports of a lot of those fucking games. But anyway, yeah, it's cool that they kind of got the fans involved, but this is just bullshit as far as how many versions of the game they're making and all this special extra shit that doesn't mean much. Oh, you get the soundtrack. Dude, you can download the soundtrack off the internet somewhere. It's not going to be that much better. I mean, I know the soundtrack. I can hum songs from Sonic 1 in my head. Pretty soon, Sega's going to fucking charge me for humming the songs. Oh, you have that tune in your head. You can't fucking hum that tune because we own the rights to that tune. You can't have, you know, stuff like that. They'll try to take away your memories or sell you your memories. Oh, if you want this memory, you gotta pay us money. This memory has copyrighted content, so you'll have to pay us in order to have that memory again. Yeah, I could see them doing that bullshit. And Sonic's like a big thing to me, dude. I still remember the level select code from Sonic 2 by heart. 19, 65, 9, and 17. And then you push A start on the main title screen. And I think it's up, C, down, C, left, C, right, C for, I think, yeah, up, C, down, C, left, C, right, C for Sonic 1. And up, A, down, A, left, A, right, A should be the one that lets you, it's the debug code, I think. I think that lets you turn into rings and shit like that. And that's pretty fun to do. But yeah, those are great games, fun games, classic games. And I guess giving them a facelift is okay, but I didn't notice a difference. Like, again, I was looking at the screenshots for Sonic 1 Remastered. I'm like, dude, it looks just like it does on the fucking console. What's the difference? I don't notice any sharpness. Things don't look HD. Nothing pops. It just looks like they upscaled it a little bit with some filter effects or something. And I don't really want to pay for that. It's like, oh, we've added some extra things like the coins and stuff. I mean, yeah, the coins might be cool, but I mean, still, it's not going to give you, like, beta levels or anything. You're not going to get to play Wood Zone or any of that cool stuff that fans created later on and got a lot of the junk stuff and tried to fix it up. That would be cool, right? You know, even the Mega Man, when they remade Mega Man 1 to 3 in the Wily Wars, they added some extra stuff like Wily Tower. See, that would be cool if they had some new levels and new stuff, but I don't think they're even going to do that much. I think they're literally just going to package us our childhood and say, fuck it, here you go, $40 for your memories. Just, some bullshit, guys. Oh, yeah, as far as MGTOW.TV is concerned, I actually got a dislike on one of the Bible Black videos from some guy by the name of Mustang. I don't know why he didn't like the sister scene, which I thought was pretty fucking hot. I actually had a boner on that one, and, you know, that was kind of, maybe a little personal, but yeah, it actually did affect me. I was like, oh, wow, because this stuff usually doesn't affect me. But that whole scene where he was talking about playing with her nipples and stuff like that, yeah, that actually did something. I was like, oh, okay. My body reacted to that. So, hey, that was pretty good. Anyway, he didn't like it. And I'm like, well, damn, that's the first dislike we've gotten in a long fucking time. Like, I'm sorry, man. Like, we can't please everyone. And I know there's people here for the trads. And I know Fresh and Fit are on there. And I know there's a lot of other guys trying to teach you how to get pussy. And they don't like the hentai stuff. And apparently his sister just on there might have upset somebody. I don't know. I mean, that's how you do it when you show hentai games. You notice that horny bunnies didn't have anything because there wasn't really anything to show. There wasn't even any CGs in that section. Played 49 minutes and didn't see one CG. So, yeah. But I wasn't going to jump into Starless when I was feeling like absolute shit last night, guys. I did read two comics, two indie comics. One just made me feel awful. It was called The Chair. And, like, it made me, however bad I was feeling, I felt worse. Like, the money situation, yeah, that sucked, but you know what I did? I just took off some Patreons that I'm not going to be able to support anymore. I unsubscribed from Humble Bundle, which I wasn't using, and just took a lot of other things that weren't necessary, and gonna just do what I did, you know, not have as much spending money, really start to save things up again, and work through it, man, huff through it. See what I can do about looking for another job later on, you know, get some skills, get a secondary thing, maybe get this Patreon and subscribe start going if you guys want to throw me some cash. I mean, obviously, if you're strapped for cash like I am, I understand if you don't want to give me any money, but if you do like my content, it would help a lot. Like, I'm struggling. I'm a retail guy. I'm not anybody really super important. I don't have some great fucking alpha level job. I just do normie work, and you know, I've been doing it for years, and I've got the skills in that field, and of course I've done some non-normie work, and all the music and heavy metal and stuff I worked with, you know, that was largely not paid, but there were some paid jobs I did, so you know, but they like to pay you with experiences or material, like, oh, we'll give you a copy of this record. We'll give you a copy of the record. We'll give you the opportunity to interview this artist. I mean, that's cool if you really like that stuff, which I did. But as I got older, I realized there wasn't a lot of money in it, and it just wasn't working. I mean, they still send me records all the time. All the time I get records. It's like, wow. It's like you guys are never going to stop sending me records anymore. I'll have these records until, like, metal is no longer even remotely popular. I don't know. Like, I don't think we're going to go down like disco, but, you know, there's just a lot of people into a lot of other types of music. And it wasn't just metal. I still get the goth label that sends me stuff all the time. And they send me a lot of Steve Roach. And he's good if you want to sleep. And I don't mean, like, you know, to fall asleep to as, like, boring. I mean, no, if you're looking for something to sleep to that's really calm and relaxing, I recommend, like, Dreamtime Return 1998. Good one. There's a lot of his stuff on Bandcamp. He's got so much stuff that you can listen to. And, you know, Black Tape for a Blue Girl. Sam Rosenthal pretty much manages that label. Yeah, it's emo. Well, not, I don't want to say emo, because this is way before. There's, like, stuff from the 1990s and 80s and stuff on there. And it's way before the emo thing. But, yeah, it's goth music. Traditional classic goth music. Some of it's kind of funny. But, some of it's really deep in there, ritual and all that shit. So maybe a little whiny, but, you know, there was that realm, you know, that era. The Cure and acts like that, very whiny in a way. They inspired the emo, and even Chester Bennington said he wanted to sound like Al Jourgensen from Ministry, off with Sympathy. A lot of people may have heard Ministry, but they haven't heard With Sympathy. With Sympathy is their new wave album, and it's great. It's before they even thought about doing heavy metal, and it's really good. And I think that was an inspiration for Chester Bennington and Linkin Park. So, you know, if you haven't heard that kind of stuff, I mean, I love this new wave kind of stuff. I don't, you know, a lot of people say, oh, it's simpy music. Well, you know, I mean, you can listen to stuff like that, though. I mean, there's no law that says, oh, you can't listen to that. It's like, and if you have feelings for your waifu or whatever, I mean, that's good. You know, there's nothing wrong with little romantic feelings and romantic songs or more deep, you know, passion, emotional songs. There's nothing wrong with that. a lot of people listen to that. It doesn't make you less of a man because you like that kind of stuff. I mean, hell, there were songs that my father listened to, and I tell you, he was all about, as far as masculinity is concerned. This man built a fucking car from scratch. I don't know why people can do that. I'm talking straight up from scratch. It's a Charger. Yeah, dude was all about it. Back in the day, he could do a lot of shit. Then again, you know, the shit he did to me wasn't cool, but again, he was what you would consider a man, just, you know, as far as working hard and getting shit done and just being able to fix everything, repair everything and build things and create shit. Like, that's what he did. So yeah, taught me that you need to create shit yourself, and maybe I'm not building stuff. The only thing I've ever built is a table. I actually built it a long time ago, and it's still fucking sturdy. This thing is almost as old as I am now. It's sturdy as hell. I've brought it with the 3 different moves I've had over the years, and this thing is still together, solid as a fucking rock. It's just, I mean, I basically took some boards, I set it up in my head, and then after that, I used some, I sanded it down, and after I sanded it, smoothing it out, I took, that stuff that you use on the paint, not paint, but it basically primes it or whatever. I don't, you guys know what I'm talking, like min wax or something like that. Yeah, that's what I used. But I made it look really nice, so it's cool. It's been a long, long time, me and this table. So, yeah, I like this table. It's the only thing I really ever built by hand. I'm pretty proud of it. And I built it without no fucking manuals or nothing, too. I just put boards together, and it came out good. Alright, guys, so I guess that's going to be the end of this one. And I'll catch you next time when Grim rants into the heavens. Later.